It's okay?
Something, okay.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and we'll get started. And at least I'll chat up the introduction while he sets up the technology. The program we're here today. My name is Atmananda Das. I am very fortunate to be here, and always fortunate to be in the company of devotees. And we're speaking about yoga, but how we're using yoga in America and as a system for preaching. In other words, I am not interested in yoga because it's good for your health or because it's important for physical fitness. I'm only interested in yoga, just like I'm interested in anything in the world, anything in my life, any knowledge and any services and resources that I can acquire, because they can help me to promote Prabhupada's mission. And so that's the focus of this program that we're doing. How to use everything to promote Prabhupada's mission. And one of the questions that we're facing in America, as I don't know if I introduced myself, I'm from Los Angeles, California. I live at the New Dwarka Temple by the mercy of Rukmini and Dwarkadish and the devotees there. I actually live in the BBT. I do some service for the BBT. But my almost 100% of my time and my service is dependent on, is based on using and developing this yoga preaching program. And they've given me tremendous facility there to accomplish this task. The BBT has donated a space that we turned into a yoga center so that we could use it for experimental purposes. And they've been very supportive. There's been actually a lot of members, senior members of ISKCON, who've been very supportive in this project. And as I go along, we'll talk a little bit more about who they are and some of the things that they've said. People like Dev Amrita Maharaj and Bhakti Tirtha Swami and Ravindra Swarup and even Sachi Nandana Swami Maharaj, Anutama Prabhu. So there's a number of people who've been involved in this process and been supporting and helping. So today, the way this is going to work through the week, today I wanted to give you an introduction to what we're doing, to the program. Now, I brought a video along that we're going to play in a minute. It's a short 20-minute video, and it just takes you through the different aspects of the yoga program. And I'm going to give you this program guide that has the layout of the...
Okay, let's take a quick look at this. We're going to take a quick look at this. This will help us so we understand the video. I have to, first of all, I have to make, we call in English, a disclaimer. Disclaimer is like an apology when you say, oh, we don't want to take responsibility for something. Because although I wrote, you know, the outline for this video, I had to leave Los Angeles to go on this tour, and so my students edited this video and they put it together. And so they inserted into it, they put into it footage of me, you know, things that I think were nice, they were trying to glorify me, but I would never have put that in the video. So for me it feels very awkward. So I have to make that disclaimer ahead of time. I apologize for any self-promotion that you see within the video. But other than that, it's a little bit of problem with the audio, but they did a very nice job. And you'll see we talk about, the first part of the video shows you sort of the different things that happen in a yoga class. And it goes very quickly. Matter of fact, why don't we begin the class? We'll begin this session today the same way we begin every one of our yoga classes. So what we're doing is we are offering regular commercial yoga classes to the public, right? It looks like a yoga class. It feels like a yoga class. In America, yoga is very big. And that's actually the first principle that brings this whole topic up. is that how big is yoga right now? Right? Yoga is so big that statistics that I read recently said that in this last year, or maybe in this year, in 2004, something like 18 million people in America would try yoga. 18 million. In Prabhupada's time, in the 70s, in the middle 70s, the same statistics, they had a chart that showed me how yoga participation has gone up in three decades. There were maybe 250,000 people doing yoga in the United States when Prabhupada was alive. You know? So from 250,000 to 18 million, that's a very big deal. Now, what's exciting about people doing yoga, even though they're doing it for the wrong reasons, and even though there's a lot of negative philosophy and contaminated philosophy attached to it, yoga comes from the Vedas. Yoga, the very word connects to the concept of the soul and the reunification of the soul with its source. So no matter why they're coming to it, just the fact that people are interested in yoga means that there is a connection there to the Vedas. It's like a little hook, right? You know, like when we have a nice wool sweater and it's very beautifully made and it's complete, but all you need is one little strand, right? That's showing on the sweater, and if you pull on that, you can undo the whole thing. So this is the way I'm seeing this public interest in yoga. It's just a little strand, this is a little thing, but it's significant enough that if we pull on it, we can unravel their whole reality. And so that's the idea. And these numbers I'm giving you are for America, but I think I'm hearing from everybody that you're in your Western countries, in Europe, that yoga is also growing, right? Those of you who are coming from Holland and France and Belgium, is everybody seeing yoga expanding? I just came from Italy earlier this year where I was doing yoga lectures, and they're very enthusiastic. And so it's big. Yoga is big, much, much bigger than we ever imagined it would be, and hundreds of times bigger than it was, you know, when this movement started. So there's a significant change in time and circumstance. You know, it's really big deal. So that's one point that is sort of a foundational. The second point is a problem. It's a negative, and that is that the yoga that's being practiced out there is very contaminated. Right? It's very much associated with and influenced by Shunyavadi and Nirvishesha philosophy, right? Impersonalism is going through the entire range of yoga experiences, the New Age spiritualists, the yogis, everything. And it's a whole story about why that's so popular and why Shunyavadi and Nirvishesha are the foundation. But it's enough for us right now to understand that this is a contamination. Now, I know firsthand how powerful and dangerous the Mayavadi philosophy is, because I'm actually brought up in a Mayavadi tradition. I'm like a Mayavadi Gurukuli. You know, I was, from the very young age, I was 10 years old, 10 or 11, I was initiated into the Shankaracharya lineage of Himalayan yoga, you know, and trained to be a meditator. And so I know, and so I grew up around yogis and swamis from the Himalayas, because this was back in the 60s when Prabhupada came, so many yogis came to the United States, and my mother got involved, and, you know, in our city they built an ashram, and, you know, we just started going. So this has been a part of my whole life. And so I know firsthand how the Mayavadi system integrates itself into your mentality and why it's so dangerous, because it really does promote things like either jumping over or not requiring a guru, self-sufficiency in terms of self-delivery,
which in other words is a way of jumping over the guru. You don't need a guru. Everything is within your heart. You don't have to rely on anybody. And most debilitating of all is this really, which is this idea you've heard of so many times, but it's very real, that you are somehow on the same level as God. That you can become God, you know? And it's completely without logic, but they're really fixed to this notion, you know? And I think Mother Urmila gave such a beautiful example this morning of, we understand union just like a husband and wife have a union, but they don't disappear. Or that would make it on the news if they did, wouldn't it? But we had a wonderful purport today in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and Prabhupada was very forcefully talking about yoga cheaters, you know, and we see so many of these, you know, we see so many of these groups that are professing to be the real yoga. This is the yoga. This is the one yoga, right? But when you read their books and you open up their philosophy, it's filled with all the things that Prabhupada is talking about constitute cheating or demoniac mentality, right? Either they're doing it for money, or they're quoting Shankaracharya and they're saying that, you know, they're basically imposing the impersonalist philosophy, right? And it's very subtle often. You know, people are going to yoga class and they're not thinking about what's the consciousness, what's the philosophy. They just want to get stretched and feel good, right? It's a sensory experience for them. But every time they go into the class, every time you associate with somebody, you are picking up that stream of consciousness. So every yoga system has a stream of consciousness connected to it. And that's the problem. That's a big, big problem. So that leads us to the third issue. How can yoga, all these people around the world, just 18 million in America, and how many millions in all the other Western countries combined, how can their propensity, how can their interest, how can their inclination towards taking a yoga class be dovetailed into promoting Prabhupada's mission? How can it be dovetailed into promoting Vaishnavism? How can it be dovetailed? How can we use yoga to fulfill our our founder Acharya's mission of Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, you know, Ashacha Deshacharine, you know, stamping out voidism and impersonalism in the Western world. This is in our everyday pranati, right? We're saying this. We're acknowledging this portion of his mission so many times every day when we're offering Prabhupada pranati. So, how can we do this? Well, this is one solution, one offering. Now, there are many people already, Vaishnavas, very nicely using yoga for promoting their center and for preaching. This has already begun. I'm not the first, I'm not the best. What we are doing here, however, is systematic. We're trying to come up with a formula and a process that we can easily share and duplicate, replicate, repeat over and over and over everywhere. How can we strategically look at taking over the yoga market? Prabhupada says think big, so we should think big. The Vaishnavas should take over the yoga market. Vaishnavas should run the hospitals. Vaishnavas should run all the yoga studios. Vaishnavas, right? They should run all the bakeries and, you know, all the restaurants. I mean, that should be the idea. But the yoga seems to be a very good starting place because we have a natural connection there. It's built in for us, right? And there's that beautiful saying, you know, because I thought about this, somebody brought it up the other day. You have these zeros, right? You have a million zeros, you have a billion zeros. I thought, all these people who are going to try yoga, but in an impersonalist way, it's like a shunyavadi experience, it's zero, right? You have 18 million zeros, but if you put a one in front of it, you know, it becomes 18 million people connected to Vaishnavism, you know, so that's the idea, taking over. At least that's the long shot. So this program is a systematic way of doing it. It's very simple. We open a yoga center. We opened one in LA. We opened one in Detroit. I'm traveling around, opening more. I'm going to DC, and we're little by little. But I can't do it by myself. So I'm now only focused on training teachers. And we have a system, we have a process for training teachers. We have materials, a course, and we're inviting devotees to come and take this course in Los Angeles. And maybe in a year or two we'll be able to do it in one a year here. But right now we're doing this course. But we're also inviting the non-devotee public, what we call karmis. They're also coming to take the training because they can also teach this yoga, and they also will be at least promoting a yoga that is connected to and based on Vaishnavism. So this is very good, right? Now, so once again, very simple. Open the yoga center and start training teachers. That's what we're doing, right? Then, as people come in, teachers are trained, a community starts to build. And now we're seeing a community start to grow, for example, in Los Angeles. What kind of community? What kind of people come to yoga? We're getting in LA professional people, engineers, lawyers, film people, writers, very high caliber intelligent people who, as they become involved with the community, then are able to lend their resources and their ideas and their support. This is very much needed, at least in the Western American, I should say, temples. We very much need this kind of intelligence. It's not that we don't welcome the crazy street people, but we need a balance. You know, if we only rely on the people who come in off the street, we don't get as many of the... And Prabhupada talks about this. Actually, there's a very important letter to Sukadev that Prabhupada writes, where he says you have to attract the professional and academic and intelligent people because they're your managers. And Prabhupada gives very... And I actually talk about this letter later in the course, because I talk about all the different ways that we can fulfill some of Prabhupada's requests with this program. But in that one in particular, he says, you know, he gives very explicit instructions on how to attract professionals. So we're trying to do this. So open the yoga center, have the teacher trainings, watch the community build. I'm going to run the video now, and then it's about 20 minutes, and then we'll pretty much just take some questions, and that'll be it for the first session. Then during the week, what I will do is I will go more specifics. I will show you, I have PowerPoint presentations that show you the kind of information that people are taking and learning from our courses. And one day we will do, every day we may do some different exercises that we do. Not exercises, but some of the different tools that you can use. One day we will learn some tools that you can use when you get together with groups of non-devotees, or else maybe what we'll do one day is we'll actually do the class. You know, so you can actually experience what one of the classes is like, the way the general public experiences it from beginning to end. Because we can do it in about an hour. Would you like that? Yeah. So we'll do that maybe at least one day for sure, maybe more depending on how it goes. But that's the plan. So we'll take a look at this video now.